And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everybody. I'm not Sherry Heine. I'm Rob Milligan with the Prescott Media Center. I'm filling in for Sherry Heine right now. She's on a jet plane flying to Los Angeles. Now, I know what you're thinking. How is that possible? Well, we will talk about that in just a little bit. You are listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's the host today's show along with Robert from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Robert, it's the Robert and Robert Show.
Thank you, Robert.
Yes, and our guests today are and medical supply. We want to thank you again for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Release yourself back into the wild with the all-new 2018 Subaru Outback. Outback is designed with features important to you, from comfort to cargo space to the latest technology and leading-edge safety features. Standard roof rails with integrated crossbars provide additional cargo carrying capability and can fold away when not in use. You get the versatility of hauling kayaks, bikes, skis, and cargo on your adventures without the added wind noise or reduced fuel efficiency on your daily commute. Come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Right now at Findlay Subaru Press, for a limited time, lease the newly redesigned 2018 Outback for $249 a month for 36 months or get 0% financing. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers, now through September 4th, 2018, lease a new 2018 Outback for $249 per month on the 36-month lease. Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01. $1749 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm not Sherry Heine. I'm Rob Milligan with the Prescott Media Center. But you are still listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert is here from the Prescott Chamber. Robert, can you introduce our first guest today?
Thank you, Robert. I'd be delighted to. And thanks for filling in for Sherry. I'm sure she really appreciates it.
I bet she does.
Our first guest is from Mortimer Farms. It's Sharla Mortimer herself is here to talk all about the farm.
We're here. Welcome. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Tell us about the farm and what's going on at the farm.
You know, we have had a great summer. Our harvest is going crazy. We've got all kinds of great vegetables, tomatoes, corns, peppers, squash, zucchini. The strawberries, we're still harvesting strawberries, too.
And I've had the corn already.
Yes.
I can say it's very, very good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we, you know, we've been working real hard. And the cool thing is now we're doing U-Pick stuff, too. So if you want to just come in and enjoy the best part of having a garden, which is going out and harvesting the product to take home, you're welcome to come on out and we'll put you out in the garden and let you pick out your own stuff,
too. Do we have to pull weeds, too?
No. See, I do all that. That's the thing. We'll plant it. We'll weed it. We'll water it. We'll take care of it completely. You just get to come out and do the fun part, which is harvesting it.
Yeah, I think I saw somebody doing that on Monday when we were out there. There was like almost a grocery-like container that they just picked up and walked in and just pulled something from it and put it in there. It's like it's the best kind of grocery store out there.
You can't get any fresher than that.
Exactly.
There's no doubt. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, but we've had a great summer and had a lot of great families coming out and seeing us and spending time at the farm. So it's been fantastic.
Well, tell us a little bit about the different things that you have at the farm.
Well, this weekend is our Sweet Corn Festival, Saturday and Sunday. So that's going to be a real fun event. We're going to do a taco meal with our admission and our sweet corn party here. So come on out and let play and go on hay rides and do the U-Pick stuff, but also get a great meal for the family, too.
And the Sweet Corn Festival, it's not just this weekend. It goes on and on, doesn't it, for longer than just this weekend?
Well, our festival is just this weekend.
Just this weekend.
Okay. Saturday, Sunday from 9 to 5.
Okay.
I believe is our sweet corn festival. So we just dress it up a little bit more, and the hay rides is something we don't do every weekend, so that's definitely an add-on. And then the food is going to be fantastic.
Nice.
So, you know, you get to come out and have a nice, fresh, homemade dinner here at the farm. So it's all going to be Mortimer products, including our meat for the tacos and everything else. And so it makes it a fun event and, you know, something to definitely bring the family to and enjoy some time out here at the farm.
And when you say bring the family out, for those who have never been out to Mortimer Farms, it's not just a farm. There's a lot of fun kind of like park stuff to play with over there too, isn't there?
Yeah, they're all farm-inspired activities. And so we do a lot of educational. So there's some educational boards out there talking about farming and how we do the things that we do. But then also there's slides and there's trikes and there's, you know, just bounces and just fun things that things to get the kids out and active and enjoying the farm. You know, I want them to go home dirty and tired.
So I think they will.
A shower and they'll sleep great all night long. And mom and dad get a little bit of a break after that. But, just getting them out there to experience the farm and to get out there and involved with that. And that's the idea of it.
So kids nowadays don't get as dirty as we used to when we were kids.
No, you know, put the dang cell phones away and let them just get out there and play. And these are all rides and activities that have been inspired by myself growing up on a farm and having our kids grow up on the farm and all the things that we do out there. And it kind of just, we transition that into, you know, farm activities that families can come out and enjoy.
Yeah, and I see at $15 a person, including the meal, that's a great deal.
It really is. Our goal is to make this family friendly, and we want you guys to come out and really enjoy it. So, yeah, $15 a person for the Sweet Corn Festival. And you know, the country store is open year-round, so I think maybe that's maybe what you were referring to before. But the Sweet Corn Festival is just this weekend, and this is an annual event, so that's exciting happening there.
Well, tell folks how long the farm has been there.
Oh, my goodness. So this is our ninth year at the farm, and it's going fantastic. We've just continued to develop how we're growing things and being more successful at the products that we're growing and expanding the variety of products.
Right.
You know, our strawberries and blackberries. Strawberries were new last year, and blackberries was our first harvest this year, and that was amazing. I mean, those blackberries were, two of them fit in the palm of my hand. That's how big and beautiful and delicious delicious that they were. They just melt in your mouth.
Well, I know every time I drive by, it's on Highway 69 and 169 right in the corner.
You're right, yep.
And there's always something changing in the fields, I notice. So I just love going by the farm.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a beautiful view, and we're always out there working hard and trying to keep it happening out there for all of our guests to come out and enjoy.
Yeah, you're there every day, aren't you? You guys are open
every day, seven days a week, 7 to 7. So the country store has been really staying very busy. And all of our vegetables, if you don't want to go out and pick them yourself, are also available in the store. And so we will harvest it for you, or you can go out and enjoy that as well. But so the store stays hopping, and it's just becoming a really fun thing. And you know what is really fun is I love it. It's such a compliment to the farm when families will come in and they're like, oh yeah, we have this family visiting from out of town. We had to bring them to the farm.
Yeah.
You know, that to me is the ultimate compliment. And so we, you know, just love it. And just anytime anybody wants to come in and see us, and we're here, and we'd love to have you.
Well, and let's talk about the second kind of large event that you've got coming up, the Farm to Table event. Robert, I think you know something a little bit about that as well.
I do. It's a Prescott Chamber of Commerce signature event. This is our second year doing it, the Farm to Table, and Mortimer Farms is hosting this event, and it's a beautiful dinner, a very inexpensive dinner. I don't want to take the thunder out of, because she's going to talk about that too, but I think it's so exciting because it's only $35 for the meal, which is very, very good, and you're supporting the farm, uh-huh, and you're supporting the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
So the fun thing about this Farm to Table dinner, Sherry actually came to us last year, came and met with me and said, hey, I want to do this, and I said, I'm in, let's do it. And last year was our first time doing the Farm to Table event with the Chamber of Commerce, and it was fantastic. I think everything, just the perfect evening, the meal turned out great, and everybody had a fantastic time with live music and everything else. So I'm really excited to be doing this again this year. We are going to do it in our new venue at the farm, which is called The Barn at Mortimer Farms, and that is the Red Roof Barn right off of Highway 69, so it's super easy to find it there. We got a little bit of indoor-outdoor, so that building is open, and so it bleeds right out into the patio, and so you can indoor-outdoor experience there. We sit right next to the fields, and it's going to be a fantastic, beautiful evening under the stars and all kinds of fun stuff. So,
and music, too.
Yeah, it's going to – and the food, I'd love to tell you more about the menu as well.
Okay. We would love to hear more about the menu.
And the wine tasting and all this fun stuff.
I wasn't sure if it was time to go to a break, but
I think you got enough time to talk about the food.
Okay, cool. So we're going to start the dinner at 5:30 with our wine tasting from 5:30 to 6:30. We've got a lot of our local businesses, too, that are going to be coming out and setting up displays about what they do. And so this is a great opportunity to network with some of our local businesses and see what's available here in Prescott. And then while you're doing that, of course, enjoy some great wine from Granite Creek Vineyards, and they do a fantastic job. So it's going to be really a great time to be out mingling with everybody. And then 6:30, we're going to sit down and have some dinner. We'll start with, it's a 4-course meal. And we'll have, served on china. We've got the FFA and Prescott, the AAEC High School FFA program is going to come out and help serve.
And that's Future Farmers of America.
Future Farmers of America, yes. And AAEC is the Agricultural High School in Prescott Valley.
Okay, cool.
And so they come out and help us with this event, and it's a great opportunity to help them to get involved as well at the farm. And then we'll do a full dinner. So it just totally depends on what's being harvested in the garden that day, but we're going to have a beef main dish, we'll have salad, we'll have a vegetable medley of roasted vegetables, and it'll all be right fresh out of the garden and just straight to your table. So it's going to be a fantastic event.
Well, that
and
sounds,
very exciting.
That sounds great. I almost didn't want to give any spoilers away about what kind of meals there were. So that again, Farm to Table, that is September 15th, Saturday, 5:30 to 9 at Mortimer Farms. But don't forget, this weekend, September 1st and second, the Sweet Corn Festival, again at Mortimer Farms. And Charlotte, give us the location one more time.
Highway 69 and 169 in Dewey. Our website is mortimerfarmsaz.com. And to buy tickets for the Farm to Table dinner, you need to do those reservations right away. And you do that at Prescott Chamber of Commerce website.
Prescott.org.
So go on in there and check out the Farm to Table dinner and get your tickets right away.
Yes, Charlotte, thanks for coming on Talk of the Town, and we will definitely be there at both events.
So. Anytime. Thank you so much for having us.
See you at the farm, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again! Clip Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Clip Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Clip Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm not Sherry Heine. I'm Rob Milligan with the Prescott Media Center. Sherry's on a jet right now flying to Los Angeles. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, can you introduce our next guest?
Thank you, Robert. I'd be happy to. Our next guest is from Prescott Horseback Riding. Prescott Horseback Riding is a brand new member with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And we have CeCe here with Prescott Riding and Boot. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you.
I don't have any last names, so I'm sorry. I just have to say the first name. Oh, I love the boot. He does have nice boots.
I was really hoping it was just like one name only, like Boot is like Cher. So
we're really excited because we haven't had a horseback riding member for a while, and we're just really excited to have you guys on board.
We're definitely excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Prescott horseback riding.
I don't think there's anybody in town doing horseback riding.
I don't think
is
they do
right
it like
now?
You guys do, it's from
weird,
what I heard.
That's weird because we're such a Western-inspired town that you'd think
there'd be more
This
activity.
Is really a niche audience right. for you.
It is.
Exactly.
It is.
Well, here we are. Here's your audience.
Well, CeCe, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, so Prescott horseback riding, we have a sister company down in Cave Creek, and we really enjoy being up here. We do the kids' camp over at Camp Stein. We do that June and July, and recently they got a new director that really wanted us to broaden our horizons.
And whereabouts is Camp Stein?
Up on Copper Basin Road. So you go Copper Basin Road until the pavement ends, and you go another about half mile. You'll pass the Copper Basin Bible Camp on the right.
It's really about 10 minutes from town.
It's only about 15, I think, cool. from town. So it's not that far out. You're up in the pine country. And we have, you know, on part of our trail, when we take you out, you get to overlook Thumb Butte and actually the whole city of Prescott.
Yeah, that's a beautiful spot.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely beautiful. So, you know, we're really excited to be able to offer this to the public, and we just wanted to get the word out so we can get more people out and enjoy it.
And you have a special this weekend.
We do. We do. We have a special this weekend. We are offering $10 off per rider. We have a one-hour and a one-and-a-half-hour trail ride. So the 1 hour is $50, and the one-and-a-half-hour is $70.
Well, tell us a little bit about the actual trail ride itself, you know, for folks that have never been on a horse maybe before. Maybe Boot can help us with that one.
Well, it's a nice, quiet ride. like she said, we do a kid camp up there, and if the kids can do it, anybody can.
Right.
So these are all really gentle horses. It's just a nice walking trail. And I cleared these trails out about 5-6 years ago with a Kubota, so it's about 4 feet wide.
Nice.
And so if you need any help, we always have a guide with you so we can jump down. And we teach you out a little bit about how to control your horse and stuff like that. And a lot of riding stables don't do that. They just throw you on and say, go.
So a little bit of riding etiquette and things
like
that.
Yeah, we give you a
little
heads up.
If you come across a hiker or a mountain biker, you know what to do.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, because the horse usually does most of the work.
The horse does 90% of the work,
exactly.
Yes.
But it's good to know that 10% of the work that you should be doing.
Kind of want to know where the brakes are, just in case.
Oh,
you
know? Exactly. I think that's a fear that everyone has, is that the horse is just going to take off, and they're not going to know what to do about it. So
these are really gentle horses. I mean, they're dead broke, but they're not dead. I mean, if something jumps out and says boo, you want to be able to stop them.
Right.
But we go nose to tail, and that's usually their comfort zone. And they just follow down the trail. And like I said, we stop and do pictures and stuff like that. So really pretty ride. This year we've got the hour, an hour and a half. In the future, maybe we might work something out with the Forest Service to make longer trails. But I want to prove it to work first.
Mm-hmm.
You want to prove that we have an audience that really wants this, you know. And as far as what we've come across, I have one lady that she's come out 3 times already. You know, and that's just, what, in a week and a half?
Wow, that's wonderful.
So she loves it, and she's helping us get the word out. So, you know, we're just excited to be able to offer such a great experience. And as you said, it is a Western town. We do have a very profound history in the Western lifestyle here. You know, and the pioneers had come through, they did everything on horses and carriages. And so when you get to experience something like that, just a little taste of what they actually experienced, you get a higher level of respect for what they did.
And I also think even being in the environment, being where, you know, the horse is completely comfortable because you're in their home.
Yeah.
Right.
You might be a little bit uncomfortable because you're out, you're not in the urban society that you're used to.
Well, you're on top of an animal,
you're on top of an animal, you're in the middle of the wilderness, it's peaceful, and it truly is, I believe, an experience that you got to feel.
Oh, it definitely is, and it's a very relaxing and peaceful experience, too, you know. I mean, we like to goof off and have fun. Boodle decide to turn around on his horse and go backwards, and
oh my gosh,
everybody gets a kick out of that.
Yeah, I sure would.
Kids just love it.
I think one of the best rides we had this year, the one that really touched my heart, was, you know, we do everything from 5-year-old kids all the way up to 99. We had a couple come out for their 62nd wedding anniversary. And, of course, we made them a little trinket, a souvenir to take home with them. But these folks were 82 and 83 years old and are riding horses. Now, if they can do it, I think anybody can.
Right.
Those folks actually came back to the visitor center.
Did they?
Because we actually sent him your way, and he came by just to tell me how great you guys are.
Yeah.
And that it's an experience that they'll never, ever forget.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it.
That's
we want people to have fun. We want them to have that experience, and we want them to be able to go home and say, you know what, I had a really great time.
And they did.
And even if they're scared,
the special touch that you guys did at the end, the horseshoe, I heard all about it.
That was pretty cool.
He was going on and on and on. It's like that's right up on the wall, I'm sure, probably right beside their wedding picture.
I'm sure. The poor lady, I felt so bad, I made her cry.
Yeah.
But you know, it's good to be able to give that back to the people. You know, it really is. That's one of the best feelings in the world, is having to share that with them and be able to say at the end of the day, I got to make people happy all day long.
Yeah,
I've noticed there's a lot of like healing potential in riding a horse, because I've seen like equine therapy in mm-hmm. this town and a lot about. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So horses, just their smell in general is extremely therapeutic. And being around them, being on them, is physically good for you. It's good for your back. It's good for your soul. It's good for your mind. It relaxes you and calms you. There's numerous benefits to being, A, around a horse, and B, being on top of a horse.
Well, with our rush society nowadays, I think we all need a little bit of peace and quiet and relaxing. And it's very quiet out there at the camp right now. There's hardly anybody out there. It's the slow season for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get your peace of mind back? Come on out. It's a great way to relax.
Well, share with us again your website and contact information so people can go horseback riding at Prescott.
Our website is horsebackingarizona.com, and there's a little tag on there that says Prescott, and that'll take you over to our actual information. We are, of course, Prescott Horseback Riding, and we're located up at Camp Stein on Copper Basin Road. And you can call us at 702-219-2406.
And don't forget, they have a special this weekend, so
yes,
come on out and get on a horse. You have 3 days this weekend, folks.
Four days.
Is it 4 days?
Four days. We're doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, great. Okay. 4 days to ride. So, how nice.
Because it's the weekend with
it's a Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day.
You can also find us on Facebook.
Yep.
CC's got us on Facebook. And just today, we got added to TripAdvisor.
Yes, we did.
So you can put all your questions, comments, and insults on TripAdvisor.
You guys are galloping fast.
That's right.
Sure are.
That's what it's all about.
So if I'm still nervous for whatever reason,
sure.
Is there any like footage on your Facebook page or your website about like what a trip would be on a horse or what the experience is like?
Well, I've got a couple of videos up there just of, you know, me riding on my horse and stuff. And there's a lot of pictures up there.
Right.
A lot of them. And they show you, you know, how we zigzag up the mountain and so on and so forth. But, you know, one of the most important things to remember when you're out there is a horse doesn't want you to come off. They want you to stay on their back. So as long as we guide you and the horse is there, just stay calm. The horse will do everything for you.
Like the other day, I had a family come up from Scottsdale. They're from New York City. They were visiting in Scottsdale. They drove all the way up here to take their two-year-old on a pony ride. Now, pony rides are free. I don't charge for pony rides. But to drive all the way up here from Scottsdale just to do a pony ride, that says something right there. Mm-hmm. And we have a small round pen up there. And I have no problems. Even if you're nervous, I don't care if you're an adult or a child, I can put you on a horse and just lead you around and corral in circles until you get confident enough to go for a ride. We do prefer you to go on the trails to be 5 years old at least, but we have a little area there where we can help you get comfortable with the horse.
Wait, so you said something that immediately my brain just stopped you from talking. You said pony.
Well, these are actually just small horses.
Okay,
we don't have
that's
any
even action. Still
I call it I call it a pony ride because I'm just leading you around and I'm trying to get you used to the horse. I'm just ponying the horse.
So you've got horses of all different sizes.
I do. I even have one little mule out there that absolutely loves kids. He'll stand over there in the corral and honk for him. It's rather funny to see. I can put little tiny kids on this mule, and he was the star of the kids this year. His name's Little Joe. And he just follows me everywhere, just like a puppy dog. So we got some pretty awesome animals out there.
Yeah, well,
we're very lucky.
That's great. And we thank you for being a chamber member.
And a brand new member.
A brand new member.
We're so excited about it.
Right?
You can tell. It's like, you haven't had a
aren't you excited too?
Oh, absolutely.
So
we're so excited. And, you know, everywhere we go, just the other day we were out and just having a late breakfast, just hanging out. And somebody was apparently admiring my French toast. And, you know, the next thing we know, we hear, oh, those are our Prescott horseback riding guys.
There you go.
And we're like, oh, you know, they had come out for a ride and stuff, and now they want to book another ride.
Yeah, they're coming back for their anniversary.
And it's it's really just exciting to be out there with the people and share and fun. I mean, you know, today's lifestyle, you don't get to have a lot of fun.
Right.
And especially outdoors. Outdoors is so important here because you have lakes, you have pines, you have all of the beauty.
You can be outdoors almost every day in Prescott.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And, you know, being on a horse, they do all the work for you. You just get to sit back and relax. There's no better way to do it.
Yeah, that's always been my least favorite thing about walking on a trail is the walking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and now the horse can do it for you.
There we
go.
You
get on a bike, too.
Get him
on your bike.
You still have to pedal.
No, I'd still have to pedal. I'm a very lazy person, Robert.
We'll get you on a horse.
I will definitely want to be on a horse.
I have a lazy horse just for you.
There we go. So, again, what's the specials this weekend?
$10 off. So our ride is $50, and 1.5-hour ride is $70. And Friday through Monday, you can just come up and see us up at Camp Stein on Copper Basin Road, and we'll be there.
And then one more time with your website and your number?
Horsebackingarizona.com, and our phone number is 702-219-2406.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, and I'm sorry
thank
I'm
you.
Not Sherry Heine. You were probably expecting Sherry Heine and get this guy, and she's on a plane right now.
She's quite the horse person.
Yeah, she's quite the horse person.
Very
yeah.
excited to
send her out.
Send her out, man.
Show her, put one of little GoPros on her head, and
we'll
take some video. You can put them on our Facebook for us.
We'll put them right up on our screen at the visitor center. That'd
be exactly.
Cool.
Yeah,
there you go. That'd
and
be really cool.
When people come to the visitor center, Robert is absolutely going to send them like, "Oh, you want fun?
There you go.
Horseback riding.
Go see
there
the backwards cowboy."
Well, thank you, too, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, definitely. You're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The Old Banner Road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home weather view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Have you ever watched a stick horse barrel race? Do you remember building and naming your own stick horse when you were a kid? Well, Olson's Arizona Equifest will help you remember the good old days. That's right. All you have to do is show up at Olson's Arizona Equifest Saturday, September 15th at the historic Prescott Rodeo Grounds and get in on the fun. Stick horse races, Dutch oven cooking demonstrations, antique tractors on display, and much, much more. See daring trick rider Brandy Phillips perform and local law enforcement show off the prowess of their canine officers, which, by the way, are fed free by Olson's. Need your dog's nails trimmed? Al's Lucky Dog is doing free nail trimming from 10 till noon. Yes, I said free. As a matter of fact, the whole event is free thanks to our sponsors. Free admission and parking. You just come in and enjoy the over 40 vendor booths, shopping, and food. Oh, I forgot to mention, it is Equifest, so there'll be lots of beautiful horses there, too. You might even stay late for the Legacy Ranch Horse Sale. Olson's Arizona Equifest is a can't-miss family event. Good enough just isn't.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. A multi-vehicle accident is fatal for a 22-year-old Camp Verde mother, leaving her 2-year-old son with life-threatening injuries. The Camp Verde Marshal's Office says Faith Kalis was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident after heading westbound along State Route 260 at a high speed Tuesday around 4 p.m. and passing vehicles in a no-passing zone, colliding with two other vehicles, splitting Kalis' vehicle in two. Her son was thrown from the car in his car seat and was flown to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Two other victims are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. ABC Radio catches up to Governor Doug Ducey after his heartfelt eulogy of Senator John McCain today. He adds, considering the larger-than-life man McCain was,
I bet you the tributes are going to continue on. You're going to see them at the National Memorial in Washington, D.C., and in Annapolis, Maryland. We were proud that we could just be a small part of recognizing this heroic life.
ABC asked the governor about the task of putting pen to paper for the eulogy.
It was a real challenge. But there's so much that can be said about John McCain. We could still be speaking.
More sunshine today, cooling this evening with mostly clear skies to about 60 after bedtime. Highs tomorrow through Saturday near 86 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt with just a 10% chance of Saturday rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling late tonight to the mid-60s, up to a sunny 97 each of the next few days, just a slight chance of a Saturday shower. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of a Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. And once again, I'm not Sherry Heine. I'm Robert Milligan with the Prescott Media Center. Sherry Heine's out of town. She's in L.A. right now enjoying the sun. And you're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. And Robert, can you introduce our next guest?
Thank you, Robert. I am the other Robert. Thank you. Comfort Mobility is here. Comfort Mobility and Medical Supply is our next guest, Diane Janay.
That's right.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Diane. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Good.
So tell us about Comfort Mobility and Medical Supply.
Well, Comfort Mobility evolved, and we're just now changing the name from Canyon Mobility to Comfort Mobility and Medical Supplies. So we've been Canyon Mobility for quite some time. We started out doing wheelchair lifts for the VA, and then it expanded. And we had a very small showroom on 6th Street, as well as where we did all of the mechanical work. And so when this building became available on Iron Springs Road, we were just so excited, and we now have a beautiful showroom.
It is a beautiful building.
It is. And so our grand opening is on September 7th, and the ribbon cutting for the Chamber of Commerce. So anybody can stop by and see the new location and all the product that we have to offer.
Well, tell us about some of those products.
Yeah, give us a little spoiler.
Well, we've always done wheelchair lifts, home stair lifts, hand controls. We've always sold scooters and power chairs, but now we have hospital beds, we have oxygen, CPAP, we have compression wear, commodes, shower chairs, pretty much anything.
That sounds very complete.
Yes. So we're very excited about the size of the space we have now and what we can carry. So
who would be a good person to come into Comfort Mobility?
Well, pretty much anybody over 20, because our compression
wear. I'm over 20.
We do have compression wear, stockings and hosiery, and that's beneficial to anybody that wears them because it helps your circulation. So,
and I know those stair machines, the ones that go up the stairs, with people that can't walk downstairs, are very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially in this area when there's so many two-story homes. And
right.
As you age, you know, you can't be on two floors usually, but with those chairs, it's perfect.
Right. But we have people with mobility issues come at all ages. Mm-hmm. We also stock pediatric wheelchairs and walkers, nebulizers. So there's quite a bit there.
Rental also? Can
yes.
folks rent these
we
things?
Rent the chairs. We rent hospital beds.
Wonderful.
So we rent the oxygen, and it's the portable oxygen, so we rent okay. that. But we started out with doing, we do a lot of the senior living facilities here. Every one of them has a commercial wheelchair lift in it, and so we're certified to work on those lifts and maintain them and install them. So we've been doing that for quite some time. We work with the Prescott School District on their buses. So it's very interesting, and it really has evolved, and so we're just, this is the next step. We're going to keep our original location on 6th Street, and because we have the bay door that can fit a large school bus, we're going to keep that and do the medical or the mechanical work there.
And how about some special events that you may have coming up for Comfort Mobility and Medical Supply? Community events? Or
the only thing we
like
have...
You're really in tune with the community.
Yeah, but we're the only thing we have right now is the grand opening and the ribbon cutting.
Okay.
So, and then after that, it's just going to be getting our... getting out there and letting all the doctors and all the facilities know mm-hmm. that we're there and what we stock.
And you could probably do some training probably at the hospitals and some of the care facilities just so people know what you have.
Yes.
Because I had no idea that you had your full line. I mean, that is full line.
Mm-hmm. Especially hand controls for cars. If you have no use of your legs, you can drive a car and everything is right on the steering wheel.
So folks really need to come out and see Comfort Mobility and Medical Supply on Iron Springs Road to see what you're all about. It's a big facility, I know.
Oh, yeah. And in like vertical platform lifts, we just installed one on Granite Street, at a building on Granite Street, and those are very nice. And it makes it so you don't have to have such a long ramp. You can just, it's basically an elevator outside, but it's open.
Wonderful.
So if I'm going out to different places in Prescott and I see something like that and I'm like, oh, it's about time that something like that's out there, that's great. It's more than likely you that did that.
Oh, well, possibly. I mean, there's.
Hopefully.
I'm sure we have
Hopefully,
some competition out there.
Well, I'm still going to thank you for doing that, even if you didn't.
You're quite welcome.
I know the town really appreciates it, and I know that people who are coming into Prescott, possibly through the new airline, it would be great to know that if they can't walk or they have trouble, that they have a place to come to in this town.
I know the hospital is very excited that we've opened because they didn't realize it, but there's not a lot of places that supply all that product and the chairs and wheelchairs.
There is not, and there's a lot of people don't know who to ask. I get that question a lot at the visitor center, folks that are, you know, the families are outside of the area, out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Mom or dad or a loved one needs medical assistance or just a rental of a chair, a wheelchair, and they just want to know where to go and get that.
And we do deliver them as well.
Wow.
But one of the other things that I do is go into homes and evaluate.
So you assess it. That's really
their
good.
Situation for safety, number one, and then comfort. And we don't realize that when someone gets out of the hospital that it can be tricky to navigate their home. Especially, like, we do ramps. So mm-hmm. getting someone in a house when they have a wheelchair and have to get over a 6-inch threshold can be tough. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times with everything going on, people don't realize it until they actually experience
it.
Putting shower chairs in the shower, having transfer chairs, there's a lot of things that make it a lot easier for caregivers. That's the most important thing, I think. But it's nice to be able to go out and evaluate and measure and say what they need or don't need.
That's great. So if people wanted to know more about you, how would we get a hold of you?
Well, we have our website, and our new website is www.comfortmobilityaz.com. And our phone number is 928-778-6466.
And your new location will be?
1230 Iron Springs Road. And it's just past the shooting range, Prescott Gun Club, and before Canyon Auto and Truck Repair.
Yep, if you've passed Canyon Auto, you've gone too far. That's a good way of thinking. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And again, plug the ribbon cutting and the grand opening again.
That'll be September 7th from 3 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m.
Great.
So we'll have refreshments and hors d'oeuvres. And
that way you can see all the different things that you guys do for our community. Thank you so much for that. Again, this is Comfort, Mobility, and Medical Supply.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. You're listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, Kenneth Waters with our Monster Monsoon Sale, our only sale of the year.
Truckloads of fresh autumn maple, aspen, and spruce have just arrived, and we need room, so summer plants must go.
Perennials, trees, shrubs, even pottery must go, and it's worth your while with plant sales at 25, 45, even 65% off.
It's Waters' only sale of the year at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love great plants at sale prices, they love to shop.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Rob Milligan here for Sherry Heine. I'm with the Prescott Media Center. Sherry is currently on a jet right now, and I told you at the beginning of the show that we were going to talk about that. And how is that possible, Robert, that she can be on a plane going to Los Angeles?
I don't know.
From
Sounds
Prescott?
Fun to me.
That is amazing.
Yes, Robert will talk about that in just a moment.
Yes.
So we're just kind of dangling the carrot in front of everybody.
Oh, I can't wait, Robert. Right, I can't wait. I'm the host. I'm impatient. Okay, fine. Tell me more.
You can tell he's excited, too.
I am. But first, it's very important to know about all of the great things that are happening in Prescott with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Robert.
Tell us about that.
I can only go through a few of them because we have so many of them. Again, it's Labor Day weekend this weekend, everyone. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday is the annual Fair in the Square Arts and Crafts Show, and that will be at the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza. Again, that's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday and Sunday is 9 to 5, Monday 9 to 3. More information on that, just go to our website at www.prescott.org. We will have live entertainment on the plaza on Saturday, and you'll be able to check that out on the website. Also, this weekend, Mortimer Farms is having a sweet corn festival September 1st and 2nd. And that's Mortimer Farms in Dewey, Arizona, on the corner of 169 and 69.
Yeah, we heard about that a little bit ago.
A little while ago, yeah. And it's only $15 a person. It's a great family event for everybody. So go on out to Mortimer Farms. More information on them, mortimerfarmsaz.com, or go to the Prescott website, prescott.org.
Oh, that was it.
Should I dangle the cat and carrot at you about the airport? I know everybody's thinking about the airline.
Well, I think let's remind people that Farm to Table as well at Mortimer Farms is Saturday, September 15th, and that is, again, with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. So they should also contact you to learn more about that.
Yep. I have a few more events if you want me to throw them out there,
too. Oh, sure, of course.
We have a Labor Day Harvest Festival at Granite Creek Vineyards, which is out in Chino Valley. And that's Saturday and Sunday, and that's from 12 noon to 5 p.m. And more information on that is granitecreekvineyards.com. We have a Labor Day at the Barley Hound, and the Barley Hound is one of our newer restaurants in the downtown Prescott area right on Cortez Street. And they're having festivities on Sunday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. So you can imagine what fun that's going to be. Because it goes all day and all night. But you can get more information on that at their website at prescott.org. You can get it there, too. But their website is www.thebarleyhound.com. Again, that's Sunday, September 2nd, Labor Day at the Barley Hound.
And for people who are not scribbling right now about all these events, how could they find out all of these different events and when they are?
The best way, I would think, is to come down to the Visitor Information Center. We're open every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 2. We always have lots of information, and our website is packed with information, too. And again, that's a prescott.org website.
And if you aren't already, follow them on Facebook, because they also post all of those events on their Facebook page. So
we are closed on Labor Day. You know, we do take one day off a year, it seems like.
Well, that's...
At least I get a day off.
I don't agree with that, Robert.
But we always have
information. If I have to work, you have to work.
Yeah. Well, we always have a full rack of information right in front of the visitor center for you. And on the festival at the Courthouse Plaza, all 3 days, we will have an information booth over there with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce label right on it. So come on down, say hi.
Well, this was a great show, Robert. We learned about what it's like to be on a farm. We learned about what it could be like to be on a horse.
On a horse, yeah.
And then if we injured ourselves at either one of those,
we learned where
we could go to get things to help us out with that.
That is so funny that you mentioned that.
But now it is time to quickly learn a little bit more about this wonderful new Prescott Regional Airport.
Regional, yes.
Here in Prescott, Arizona, you can fly from Prescott to Los Angeles or Prescott to Denver and then
all over the world.
Everywhere else, exactly. Anywhere from Prescott you can now get to. And I myself was there, and our producer was also there, and it was such an exciting event, this ribbon cutting that we were out there with, and it was great to see a lot of Prescott come out and support this new airport. And
everyone seems to be very excited. They seem to be really booking the flights to Denver and to Los Angeles. Probably because you can go from Denver or Los Angeles to anywhere in the world.
Right, exactly. If I want to go to Hawaii, how am I going to get to Hawaii
there
from Prescott?
Go. We need to do something there. We have to have a chamber event, I think, at Hawaii.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, definitely. Everyone look forward to that here on Talk of the Town. Robert's going to talk about that at some point in the near future about our new ribbon cutting in Honolulu, Hawaii.
There we go. Woohoo! So anyway, information on United Airlines, that's in Prescott now. Just go to their website at www.united.com.
And if I can quickly, since I'm the host of the show this week, which I really appreciate.
I think it's great to have you here.
It's definitely an honor. I'd love to talk a little bit about myself, Prescott Media Center. We have a new Veterans Access channel that's going to be coming on September 28th, and that will be on Cable One on Channel 65. So if you're familiar with Channel 64, our public channel, you can go one up to Channel 65, and it's going to be an all Veterans Access channel, and it's really something I'm working really hard on, and it's something I love talking about, obviously.
It's something that's been needed for a long time.
I agree.
I'm
definitely
really
something
excited
that's
about
been needed
too.
In this town a really long time.
And thank you for being a Prescott Chamber of Commerce member.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Prescott Media Center, This is Robert Milligan. I'm the other Robert.
Yep, it's the Robert and Robert Show, everyone. Yeah. it's never before and never again here.
Oh,
on,
I don't know about
KQ&A.
That. I don't know.
Well, if you really want me to come back again, just call KQ&A and demand that the other Robert come back here.
There you
go. Well, we just want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Really, there's no reason why you shouldn't be listening to us right now, but we want to thank you for listening, and next week you get Sherry Heine again, and I really appreciate all of you listening to me for this week, and have a great day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona.